Hello, 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 and welcome to Sports Against the World podcast. I am your host with the most, Aaron Johnson. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Thank you for joining me on a Saturday, wherever you are, however you may be listening. I really appreciate it, and thank you for inviting me to your homes today. So I want to start the podcast off by talking about the New Orleans Saints, right? This has been a growing topic throughout the week. Michael Thomas, the wide receiver, just got paid. He signed a 5-year deal, $100 million, $61 million guaranteed. You go, boy, get your money. That's what I always tell about the players. Go get your money. However, when it comes money, there's more problems. Because now you got Amari Cooper in Dallas saying like, oh, well, my contract's up. I see how much Michael Thomas got paid. Now I know where that number is. Even my boy in Atlanta, Julio Jones, who I think, without a doubt, is the best receiver in the league, he's got 2 more years left on his deal. But, you know, if I'm the Falcons and if I'm the Cowboys, I'm trying to get these deals done before something else happens, because that number will continue to go up depending on who gets paid. Now, the Saints are not only making a podcast for that reason, they're also making it for not giving up on the past. Guys, we get it. Every Saints fan out there, we get it. We understand. We feel your pain. You got robbed. You got cheated. We saw the call. We saw the replay over and over and over again. But just stop bringing up the past. The season's about to start again. You guys got another shot. Stop bringing up the past. During this week, Mark Ingram, a former Saint who now plays for the Baltimore Ravens, brought up the past again, saying how they will never, ever get over it. But at some point, you got to. I mean, that's just football. That's just sports. That's just life. It's not fair. It's not fair. And I'm just trying to keep it real with you guys right now. It's just not fair. Do you know how many calls get missed in football on the daily? The pros, the college level, the little league level for football, basketball. Do you know how many calls? Soccer. Calls are what makes the game fun. That human error element makes the game fun. Now, I understand that if you like that certain team, yeah, you will feel some type of way. But come on. Come on. I know you agree that it just makes the game fun. It really does. It's the unpredictability of it. So, Saints fans, just do me a favor. Let's just get over it. We got a brand new season coming up. You're keeping your wide receiver. The only thing I caution you guys to do is just forget about it. That's the only way you're going to go back. Forget about it. So I don't want to see nothing else about these Saints. I don't want no random messages on my pages about the Saints. Saints fans, I get it. I'm answering you right now. And I'm telling y'all, get over it. Another season's coming. Be happy that your team is still kind of intact. But I don't know. We'll see. Because the Falcons, you can make an argument, they should have won last season. And they're going to get better this season. I mean, the Panthers are still, they're still relevant. You know, they're not the greatest. They're still relevant. And Tampa will sneak up on some people. They will. Tampa will get a game against the Saints. They'll sneak up on you every now and then. So it ain't 110%. So guys, relax. Don't worry. Just get over it. Now, I want to switch gears to this. Right back to the Cowboys. I guess until Zeke finally signs this piece of paper or what goes on, the Cowboys are always going to be on here every single week. However, this week, Jerry Jones came out. He did a little interview while at training camp saying how you don't need a leading rusher to win Super Bowls. And I'm looking at that like Jerry. I know you ain't on TV doing interviews saying you don't need a leading rusher to win the game. Because last time I checked, in the 90s, you had Emmitt Smith, and how did that turn out? 3 Super Bowls. So I don't want to hear nothing about anybody saying that they don't need a leading rusher to win games. Granted, I get it, it's more of a pass-heavy league now, but if you got somebody that can run the ball, that opens up the pass a whole lot more. So I don't know if Jerry Jones was just taking shots at Zeke, or that's really how he feels, but Jerry. That's it. I mean, that's all I got to say. I'm just like, Jerry, come on, bro. Seriously. And then the whole thing with Zeke's contract, apparently there was a report saying that they were going to start Zeke at Todd Gurley money. They sought Zeke the contract, and guess what? It wasn't Todd Gurley money. It wasn't even near Todd Gurley money. He didn't even respond to it. Zeke pretty much said, y'all need to miss me with that. And I think y'all know what I mean, what I'm trying to say. But, you know, this is a family show. Got to keep it clean. So the Cowboys, they're in a real, real big pickle. What I would do, here's exactly what I would do. I would go ahead and pay Dak because you need a quarterback. You need to have your leader in place, and that's what Dak is. He's a leader. I mean, let's just keep it real. He ain't top five. He's not the first guy I would pick if I was starting a team, but at least he is stable. Because what do fans like more than going to games? They like stability. They like a front office. They like to know that their team's not in chaos. That's kind of like what LeBron is in basketball. LeBron doesn't like a bad front office. He doesn't like chaos. He doesn't like other things, other distractions get in the way. He likes stability. He likes showing up to work. He likes not answering all these questions about the chaos if the chaos was ensuing. Too bad that's still going around Los Angeles. Sorry about that, LBJ. Too bad. But that's what I'm saying here in this situation. Before it gets worse, I will lock up Dak. I'll lock up Amari. And I'm looking at Zeke like I still have two solid years with Zeke. He doesn't have a whole lot of leverage. And if anything, the last year, I mean, after that, I can just franchise tag him because we're dealing with a hard salary cap. This is hard. It's not like the NBA where there's a whole lot of flexibility. It's not like the MLB where you see people getting paid whatever number they ask for. You walk in the office, how much do you want to get paid? $200 million and I sign right now. Okay, cool. That's kind of how it works in the MLB, even in soccer, Major League Soccer. How much money do you want? I want X, Y, and Z. Boom, you got it. But the NFL, it's a hard, 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 hard cap. It's like I said earlier, last week, if I'm Zeke, I'm going to go ahead, show up to camp, not get in trouble, play out this year, come back next year where I have more leverage, more power, and I can get more coin from these Dallas Cowboys if they want me to stay here. Because if not, I mean, play out the last year and then... you gone. You out of there. You up out of Big D. So they either paying you or letting you walk, or they could do the franchise tag. But honestly, Jerry, I'm telling you right now. Because I'm a friend. I'm a friend, Jerry. I'm a friend. Even though I don't like the Cowboys, I'm a friend. I'm letting you know right now. Go ahead, sign Dak, sign Amari, and if you can, get Zeke. But Zeke needs to be last. I'm sorry, he needs to be last. He needs to be on the back burner. You got Amari, last part of his contract. Dak on his last part of the contract. Get your quarterback, solidify the position. Hurry up and pay Amari, like I said earlier, before these wide receiver prices go up. Michael Thomas just got paid. So, Jerry, you know you have to offer that extra $1 million. You know that $21 million, they'll probably seal the deal right there. And you know Dak. Old Dak, you know, he wants that top quarterback money, so he knows he's going to be asking for that $30 million, maybe $31. And then Zeke, y'all just going to have to try to get Zeke next year. Or what can you do? Try to make something of it this year. Because old Zeke's saying, I ain't coming to work until I'm getting paid. So we'll see how this goes. This will be constantly a trending topic until whatever happens going into the season, but I love it. This is what makes me get up out of the morning. This is what makes me get all excited, whether it's like football or college football or basketball, baseball, soccer, even hockey every now and then. This is what makes sports exciting right here, because I know whoever's going to be listening to this is probably sitting in their car in their driveway upset and angry, and they're just ready to go off, and I love that. I love that passion, and I can't wait to hear it because that's what keeps me at my job and keep me going at this, because sports, it just does something to people, and that's why I love it so much, and I just love talking about it. So Dallas, or like I've been saying earlier, Jerry, be careful, Jerry. If I were you, I'll get these things done. Get them signed up. Come on, Jerry. Open that wallet. You got it. Open that checkbook. I don't understand what these owners. You got to pay your guys. If you think your guy is worth this money, go ahead and pay them. It'll save so much problems. You're going to get it all back. People show up to games buying your stuff, the revenue, the merchandise, the TV costs. Come on, y'all. owners, pay your guy. And Jerry, I know I said it again, but Jerry, you better get this thing right before it becomes not right. Okay, so now you know I wouldn't be doing my job, I wouldn't be doing myself justice if I didn't do this, if I didn't throw some MLB on here. So during this past week, we had a baseball game, y'all. It was the Pittsburgh Pirates playing the Cincinnati Reds. And the only reason this is a trending topic and it made the podcast was the extracurricular activities that happened after. Yeah. So here's what happened. Towards the end of the inning, Amir Garrett, you know, he's walking off the field and he starts doing the whole John thing with the pitcher, Trevor Williams. And apparently Williams said something Amir didn't like. And Amir rushed over like he was trying to get to IHOP to get the last set of pancakes. And a brawl ensued. And it also got other teammates from both sides coming in the middles. Punches were thrown. Stuff was said. Umpires trying to grab the people back. And all of this was better than the actual game. People tend to forget that the Pirates won the game 11-4. But ain't nobody talking about the game. They're talking about the fight. That's the only thing people care about is that fight. Granted, you know, the Pirates got the win. They're still in the hunt. They're trying to make the playoffs. But people are just talking about the fight. Talking about the fight. It's crazy to me how baseball is America's pastime. And we don't show it a whole lot of love. I mean, I like it, but I don't super, super love it. But when a fight like that goes down, oh, everybody's about it. Everybody's about it. So I had to just throw this on here. It can be like an honorable mention until we get closer and closer to the playoffs and the World Series where things start to get intense and the game slows down. But I wouldn't be me and I wouldn't be doing myself justice if we didn't put this on here. If we didn't put this on here, because when I saw this, I was like, wow, seriously? But that's a part of sports. That back and forth, that jawing. All the great ones do it. Every single great person that plays sports has talked trash every once in a while. But these guys, they're not even that good. The game's pretty much over. We're just playing for funsies. But I don't know. That's the thing, yo. People think, like, just because you're going to say something, the other person is supposed to respond. Well, it happened that night. And it was definitely something that the MLB is working to get control of, trying to reduce these fights. So I already know suspensions are getting handed out left and right. I got the Empire trying to break it up, and I think he's getting a suspension because he's trying to, like, get in there. But like I said earlier, and I just wouldn't be me if I didn't put this in here, so I hope you guys liked it. I hope you liked the little snippet. And honestly, I can't wait until they play again. I might have to try to catch the next game to see if this goes down again. All right, everyone, here's my favorite part of the whole podcast. Saving what's best for last. And today we're talking about no other than Zion Williamson. Y'all know Zion just got drafted to the Pelicans. And he went out and told Complex Magazine that he wants to be a Pelican essentially forever. And I'm like, Zion. I'm so sorry about that, but it warranted what Jerry got earlier in the show. Zion, be careful what you say now, because it starts out like, yeah, you know, I want to be part of the Pelicans, I want to be loyal, I want to be like Dirk and Kobe, and I just want to stay with one team and one, you know, I just want to be here. Until you start losing, until you start winning some games but not a lot, going to the playoffs but not going nowhere. Then as you get older and you start to see that you're near the end of your contract, you start thinking like, dang, I need to get up out of here. I got to find somewhere else to go, somewhere else to play, try to get part of this team, try to get these rings. So he's a good kid. He's a great person. I have no doubt that he's going to be a phenomenal talent. I'm not all the way on the bandwagon yet. Like, he's a superstar. He hasn't dribbled the ball in the NBA yet. How do you know somebody's a superstar and they haven't played a real NBA game yet? Y'all riddle me this, because I've been trying to figure it out for the longest. But I will say this, he's going to be a phenomenal talent, for sure. For sure. And he's saying all the right things, what you want to say, what the people want to hear. But those are some of the things that's going to come up and that's going to happen. So if he does end up doing this 10, 15, 20 years down the road, bravo, bravo. But just like we've seen, and there's just been this growing trend. I mean, you look at all the top players. LeBron, when he went to the Miami Heat, and then he went back to Cleveland, and then he left Cleveland to go to Los Angeles. You got Kevin Durant, couldn't win with Russ. There was friction there. He went to Golden State. He started winning some titles. And now you're starting talking about this year where everybody's just split out. You got Kawhi and Paul George in Los Angeles. You got LeBron. He had to get another person, Anthony Davis. And then we go out east. We got the Brooklyn Nets. I never thought in my life I would be saying that. The Brooklyn Nets with KD and Kyrie. So they're going to be good. And then Golden State, not missing a beat. They got D'Angelo Russell. He ain't a superstar. He ain't an all-star, but he's still a valid good player. So I'm just letting it know right now. I'm saying it first, right here, before you hear it anywhere else, right here. Zion better be careful, because that's what I'm predicting. Those years later and later and later, he might start changing his mind, because then winning's going to become more important. We're even starting to see that kind of now with Giannis. Giannis said the same thing this year, like, hey, I want to try to be a Buck forever. Then towards the interview, he kind of like left it open-ended, like, oh, well, you know, I want to be a Buck forever, but that's what I like. Every time I hear that but or something that makes them pause, I'm just like, oh, he's genuine, but he's not all the way there. He's leaving that gap open. And Zion kind of did the same thing towards the interview where, yeah, I want to be here, however, there's like this butt thing, you know, and it's definitely something you should definitely check up on. Read, it's on Complex's website. Shout out to them. Thank you. I'm just showing them love for helping me with my research on this particular subject. But in my honest opinion, it sounds good right now on paper. It sounds good saying it out loud, like, oh, wow, you know. There you go. I'm talking about you. You Saints fans, see how you guys come up even in the best for last part of my show? Like, oh, you know, we got a shot. Maybe we can go somewhere. But I'm just forewarning you right now. I'm forewarning and foreshadowing. Just like I said earlier, I'm the first person to call this. In the next 3 to 4 years, y'all going to start hearing these talks. Zion's contract will start to be ending. And if Zion ain't winning, Zion ain't staying. Alas, folks, we have made it to the end of our show for this week. I wanted to just say thank you to everybody who listened again this week. I want to send a huge thank you to ESPN, Complex, Fox Sports for helping me with my research this week, giving you guys all the news, all the topics from everywhere all over sport. And I just want to thank you, of course, everybody who listened. And to join me every single Saturday for the hottest news in sports in topic, it's Sports Against the World Podcast. Follow at Sports Against the World Podcast on Instagram. And you can also follow me on SoundCloud. Just type in at Sports Against the World Podcast. It should bring you right up. And yeah, I will see you beautiful, beautiful people next week. And you know what else? I can't wait. Y'all have a good one. And thank you for welcoming me into your lives and your home. Thank you so much. I love y'all out there.